Blog Talk Radio.
Crow.
Yeah, do it for the man of the year. Not the minute, not the month, but the man of the year, like Brown. Do it for the man of the year. Not the second, not the minute, but the man of the year, like Brown. Do it for the man of the year. Not the week, not the day, but the man of the year, like Brown. Do it for the man of the year. Man of the year, like. Yeah, I wanted more than a minute, so you know I gotta ride it, ride and get it. What I thought I gotta finish. And I'm way sicker than a clinic, but that liquor have a nigga so repentant. They should put me in a Guinness. I'ma let the world be the witness. Have to let your girl be the victim, make you proud to be the villain. Know you see them racks in the ceiling, just and I having no feelings. Y'all niggas too sensitive. Getting money, my initiative. Hating, so I try to find a fucking gear, but I got none and I'm on one. So a nigga ain't really worried about nothing. Please excuse my French Montana. Got a couple bottles that you can't touch, so I guess I'm going hammer. Time, hey, you know that I always handle mine, and it's about time for a cruise to shine like bounce.
Let it see you sad, let it see you doing bad. When you pull up in the jet, they the first ones looking mad. White boy fresh, always looking rad. Life is a mall, always pop tags. Late night special with crews for the crews. And you can't stand bird's eye view. Birds of a feather, now they gone deja vu. Back in the Swan Hill, Billy at a bayou. Like a bitch, take a nigga right beside you. Turn around and feel your laws, you will buy to. Food is have a chain in a range, got me IQ. Then you look gone like a haiku. Tell me what did I do? Man of the air, don't stare. Just put it in the air, but the niggas ain't here. KKK, she wanna talk to declare. I'ma throw it in the face. Happy birthday, shit, bitch.
Brown. Brown, bitch. Brown. Brown, bitch.
Yeah. Do it for the man of the year, not the minute, not the month, but the man of the year, like bounce. Do it for the man of the year, not the second, not the minute, but the man of the year, like bounce. Do it for the man of the year, not the week, not the day, but the man of the year, like. Do it for the man of the year, my man of the year, like.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of TLE Radio. We're here with TLE News, affiliate of the Lyrical Elite. I'm your host, NH Labduni. And straight from the editor's desk today, we're going to talk about actress Charlize Theron and her adopted son, Jackson. Now, here's what happened. Oh, before we get into there, just a FYI, I have a special guest in the lab with me today. It is my 3.5-month-old son, Malachi King Benoit. So if you hear him, you know, make a couple of chirps or peeps or whatnot, you know, he's featured here too, so just be mindful. Anyway, now, with actress Charlize Theron, or however you say her freaking name, and her adopted son Jackson, what happened is earlier last week, I received a post showing me pictures of her with her son, Jackson, her adopted son Jackson, and it prompted me to go ahead and start an editor section on the Lyrical Elitist website, lyricalelitist.com. There you can find TLE TV, TLE News, TLE Radio, as well as P-Squad Productions and the other affiliate links there at the Lyrical Elitist website. Now, anyway, because of the post, like I said, I decided to do an editor section, and I felt that there were certain things that happened that don't make news but should still be somehow discussed and put out there with the general public. And what I wanted to discuss as the genesis for this editor's desk was, of course, Ms. Charlize Theron and the pictures that were posted, actually taken by Media Takeout. Well, not necessarily taken, but Media Takeout claim first dibs on the pictures. Anyway, and in the pictures, all you see is pictures of the blonde actress obtained by Media Takeout showing her out and about with her black adopted son, Jackson. The images sickened me down to the core. It shook me and it enraged me. I wrestled in my head to find some kind of feasible explanation for this outright blatant misdirection of a future black man. I fear, personally, Jackson may grow up with the mentality of a white girl who's clueless, maybe a transgender Stacey Dash 2.0 reloaded, maybe. Possibly. Now, these pictures are so wrong on so many levels. We are currently dealing with a pandemic, the feminization of the black male, and hardly anyone notices or they're just choosing not to talk about it. There has been an explosion of homosexual imagery in media, and the promotion of alternative lifestyles is not just advertised, but shoved down your throat en masse. Now here, Jackson is walking down the street with a blonde ponytail hat, a dress, and pink sandals. He is not a little toy, Charlize Theron. He is not your fucking doll. Come on. This is a black boy who you are molding, and what you are creating is an abomination. Now, let's say per chance, and as big as this chance is going to be, let's say Jackson grows up homosexual, bisexual, transgender, whatever the case. They're going to ask him about it, and what he's going to say is, oh, I was born this way. I was always this way. The oh-so-common response. But here, we can definitely say, in Jackson's case, no, you are not. Here you have an affluent, lonely white actress going through whatever bullshit turmoil in her own life where she decides she want to project it on this little... She probably can't have a daughter. That's probably what it is. She probably can't have another daughter or have a daughter. That might be what's going on. But she want to project this bullshit on Jackson and want to take this life into your hands. You could do so much more for little Jackson, but at what cost? At what cost are we going to allow you to do so much more for Jackson? Are we going to let you just totally destroy his mindset? Now, as I look at my three-month-old Malachi, I cringe at the thought of similar actions being taken with him. Instead of vetting Syrians coming to the United States, maybe we could do a better job of reprogramming our black men to achieve their highest calling. Instead of dangling incarceration or feminization, how about we allow strong black men to be that, strong black men? That way the family unit can restructure and heal. But we know that is not what is wanted. As you can see in the stats are there, you can look at it. Black communities, African-American communities, however you want to identify yourself. Man and woman, husband and wife, married couple, raising children, do better than single black moms. The stats are out there. I will put the link if you want to see it. I'll put it in the description. It's ridiculous. But anyway, the war on black men is real despite your ice cream cones videos and your Taylor Swift lip syncs. The game of misdirection is constantly applied when too much light is shed on black issues. They dilute the coffee with irrelevant factoids, diffusing the rising pressure. Even the Black Lives Matter movement, which for all intents and purposes was allegedly sprung from the deaths of black men at the hands of police, somehow conveniently forget to mention the heterosexual black males in any of their guiding principles. But they do not forget to mention, however, homosexuals and transgender people and black women. The war on the black male is real. Not a single television show on TV now reflects a strong black male in a healthy relationship with a strong black woman. What you see now is what's popular. The empires, the scandals, the Real Housewives, garbage TV. Now, let's not forget the antipsychotic meds that have been reported to grow breasts in males. That wasn't a mistake. The war on black males is being fought on many fronts, even down to the genetic level. Think of the diseases that seemingly focus on black folks. Sickle cell, blood disease is a big one. Indeed, there is an overpolarization of the black man, and the gap is only getting wider. Aside from a few black males, most household names fall into one of two categories: the street urchin, masculinity, or the metrosexual. Sadly, though, this wouldn't even be a topic of discussion if it weren't for more black people that were willing to adopt black babies. We have to do more for our own people. The topic of discussion came up between me and my wife the other night, actually, and I told her I was open to the idea of adoption. She replied that she agreed. Now, left with the scraps, black men is out there seeking other means of survival, and we can have the gall to look down on them because of it. It's sad. But it's a very real concept. Now, I hope that Child Services looks into the care of Jackson and is not easily swayed by greenbacks and popularity and fame, and understanding that the mental carnage that it is being wreaked on the mind of Jackson. This is menticide. This is mental child abuse of a black child. My heart hurts. Now, if straight black males are disappearing, getting incarcerated or dying, and gay black men are doing each other, how is the race supposed to continue? Tell me that, my people. Stay awake, my people. The extermination is at high gear, my people. Are we going to completely fade out purebred blackness and instead call mixed biracial people the new black? Are we doing that? Side note. I made the personal choice not to watch any movie that this actress is in any longer, just on principle for myself. So I looked up movies that she was casted in, that she was featured in. It actually happens to be quite a long, lengthy list of movies. So, Charlize Theron, I can applaud you on your work ethic and being featured in all these movies. However, I cannot applaud what you're doing to these boys, to another black man. And for that, all I have to say is,
started on the block, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Don't put in, don't get out. Gave it off, here's a warm up right before I ball. I'm on my come up, yo. You still on pajama flow, sleeping on me like lit. Started on the block, 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Don't put in, don't get out. Gave it off, here's a warm up right before I ball. I'm on my come up, yo. You still on pajama flow, sleeping on me like you're sleeping with me. Kick your titty, huh? Now there you go. Pop that ass and send you on your way, ho. My time is money, what you think you came for? Let that bang go, triple bang, ho. Roof recline, check the shine, ho. We gon' slide, drop top, touch the sky. Let me ride, ho. Red, he said I'm about survival. If you feel me in your spirit, wake up like revival. Riding through these city streets and only do what I do. Flipping through these verses, read the pages of my Bible. I'm by you.
That's it, man. I'm right by you. This is NH Liburni with TLE Radio, TLE TV, the lyrical leader, TLE News. Thanks for checking us out, man. Peace, one love, share, have all your friends subscribe, listen in, and just show love. Wow, black people, we got to do better.
I'ma show you what you're missing. Just say I'm out of place. We can switch up positions. Shorty, take you on a good time. Up about a goose and make you shorty think she's so fine.
So fine.
Tell me how you want it. I'ma show you what you're missing. Just say I'm out of place. We can switch up positions. Shorty, take you on a good time. Up about a goose and make you shorty think she's so fine. Bring her up like FaceTime. Bring that apple back up. You don't wanna act up. I'ma keep it PC, baby. I ain't tryna match ya. Just let me relax ya. Kick your feet up on the dashboard. No more thinking about the past, hit the fast forward. The drink on deck, and baby, no sweat. If you a lightweight, I got you head, toe, chest. And we gon' work it out, there's no stress.
Your
sex on the beach, headshot, no mess.
I don't need no stress. I'm done with all that. I don't need no drama. Don't want none of your karma. All I need is a drink and a good time.
Girl, if you want to follow me, I got what you need. Matter of fact, I got it all.
Yeah,
I ain't feel really about it. time.